Welcome to the Rumple and the Frog Show for Stitchers. I'm Rumple. Frog? Frog? Oh, shoot. That's right. Frog's away this week, you guys. Oh, all right. We can do this. I got this. I know she'll be back next time, so just bear with me. All right. So I think today, because I'm flying solo, we're going to go a little kind of sort of off topic, but not really. And I'm going to share a little bit about a project that I'm working on right now. I am creating a sort of personal image library with my own illustrations. The imagery for my library is inspired by my life experiences and my own personal interests as well. And when I think about it, I've really been developing this picture library for a really long time, but this is the first time I've committed to focusing on it as my own personal collection. And I'm taking time to do some research, I'm sketching and exploring, diving deeper into my, what I'm calling, personal visual language. So I'm especially excited about this project because I envision it fueling a whole host of other work that's not just on paper, but in other forms like fabric prints or embroidery, some art dolls, maybe some rug making, and I think other forms too, but time will tell. All right, so you might be asking, Rumple, what the heck are you talking about? And if I weren't me, I'd probably be asking and wondering the same thing. So maybe you're wondering, what does an image library look like? Why would I spend time doing this? What sort of things are going to make up this strange library? And how, dear Rumple, are you compiling your images? Well, since I'm imagining in my head, these are the questions you're asking, I am prepared to give you some insight. So I hope this helps. All right, so first, an image library, at least the way I am defining it for me, essentially is a collection of images, and in this case, they're illustrated, that are in some way special, meaningful, or otherwise important to me. And this is not a collection of images that I'm creating for the purpose of pleasing anyone else. This is really for me. Now, will I use these illustrations for work that I sell in the future? I think that's highly likely, but that is not my current intention. I really want to focus on developing this body of work for me, and I do anticipate, because this is kind of how I function, that these things will eventually work their way into my work that I do sell. Okay, so anyway, the important thing here is that I'm also going to work really hard to not let anyone else have any influence on this body of work. I want it really to come from me. I want it to be special to me. And yeah, I hope that makes sense. It makes sense in my head. If it doesn't make sense to you, let me know. I'd be curious to hear that. All right. So why on earth would I spend time on a project like this? Well, that's a really great question, especially because there are so many amazing, beautiful, and honestly, really accessible images out there in the world that are already existing, whether they're photographs, illustrations, paintings, other depictions, whatever they might be. There's lots of things that I could just go ahead, grab, source, and use. But I really want to build this illustrated visual library of mine for a few different reasons. These are really the meat of the reasons here. So one is that this is something I've flirted with doing for much of my life. I didn't necessarily know how to define it until not super recent, but more recently. But I never ever before this time committed to fleshing this idea out. So I've been doing a little bit of soul searching these days, and I really just feel like this is the time to really work on this project. I don't want to put it off anymore, and it's important to me. So I'm really trying to stay committed to this and focus on it and dive deeper. Secondly, and piggybacking off the first point, I think it's a useful process for me in my own personal life, and I think it will help me rediscover some things from my past, help me better understand my current self, and I really think it's gonna help me to grow further, both as an individual and creatively, which I think are all good things. And finally, but not necessarily lastly, I see this project as a tool for storytelling and an embodiment of my own personal life and mythos. All right, so all that being said, what sort of things are going to make up this library, you ask? Well, this project is really in its infancy, so I can't tell you or list all the things that you'll find in this lovely visual library of mine, but I can definitely give you an idea of some of the things you could expect to see in this collection. A big portion is going to be inspired by real, mythical, and cryptid animals. Many of the real animals are going to be familiar to me, and probably lots of other folks out there will recognize many of these animals. These are going to be things, just a few: coyotes, black bears, rabbits, vultures, songbirds, and really any other commonly seen wildlife in the northeastern U.S. That's where I grew up. This is where I've lived pretty much all my life, and the wildlife I've seen, spent time with, or come across, cross paths with, that's really gonna inspire a big part of this image library. Other images that you can expect to see that I anticipate including would be fungi, a whole host of plant life that I have spent a lot of time interacting with as I was growing up in particular, some bones, especially skulls, rocks and crystals, handcrafts, and of course a variety of fairy tales, folklore, and mythology. That is really important to me because those are things that I have grown up with and really loved all my life. And the older I get, the more I find those things even more fascinating for new reasons. So those things are definitely going to filter into my little image library. All right, so how I'm compiling the images. This may sound cuckoo bananas, but this is what I'm doing. I really enjoy drawing from life, and in a perfect world, I would go draw the things that I want to include in this collection in person. So either out in the wild or a nature center. I would visit a zoo or perhaps a museum, a natural history museum, perhaps. These are places that I would love to go and draw these things in person from. But that's not realistic right now at this point in time, unfortunately. When I have opportunities to go visit these places or draw from life outside, I will. But until that time, I'm definitely going to be relying on my own memory, photographs, books, and of course, the internet. And especially Pinterest. That's one of my favorites. I also happen to like researching and falling down rabbit holes of exploration. You know, you see one thing, ooh, that sparks another thing, ooh. You know, keep going until, I don't know, you find that one satisfying bit that you're like, okay, that was far enough down the rabbit hole. Let's go explore something else. Anyway, I went down the rabbit hole. That being said, I'm really aiming for a deep dive into the hidden depths of myself. And I've begun a sketchbook specifically devoted to this project that I'm really just going to go with the flow for this one. So for me, that means I'm going to put down on paper whatever strikes me at that moment in time. So for example, I started with the coyote. Why? Don't know. It's just where I started. And I drew various coyotes referencing photographs, of course, that I found on Pinterest. Yes, they were all coyotes. I did check to be sure, and none of them were wolves, because I think people can very easily and quickly confuse the two. But they are very different. All right, anyway, I'm going off on a tangent. So after I did some reference drawings, I moved on to, from that, on the following page, exploring the coyote in my own style of illustration. And I'll put these in the show notes so you can see this process, but my reference drawings are completely different than what my illustrated own style drawings look like. And that is what I'm working towards, building up my visual language library. And all that exploration led to my flying coyote, which I have to further develop. But this particular character is going to become a character that is in my illustrated visual library thing. So you will see one day this character coming across in other parts of my work. Anyway, you'll notice that the flying coyote really doesn't look like a coyote, at least not yet, and it does not have bird wings, at least not in the sense of what most of us picture when we imagine bird wings. I definitely still have some honing in to do with this particular creature, but the most important thing to me is that I found this creature through this process, and it has meaning to me for my story. So I'm gonna keep going with that. And my next animal, if you're curious, that I'm going to be doing this process with is the black bear. So we'll see what that turns up. Maybe it won't even be a bear in the end. I don't think that's gonna happen, but who knows. So that's what I'm up to these days. That's a project I'm working on that I anticipate is going to take some time. I do have a lot of old sketchbooks that I'd like to go through and see what I can pull from those to contribute to this, because I think things that I've drawn in the past could definitely be a good fit for what I'm working on in this project. And I'd like to maybe pull from those old references. A lot of my old sketchbooks that I have kept were also things that I drew from in life, which is nice. And I would be happy to reuse those images and kind of rework them in the style that I'm drawing in now. Any of you out there who have spent some time working on projects that you are creating from nothing, essentially, you may understand what I'm talking about, or maybe you're creative in some other way that is not drawing, and you can kind of understand what I'm talking about. And if not, I really hope that this sheds some light on the creative process of some people. Obviously, everyone is gonna be creative in different ways, and that is absolutely wonderful. So this is just a little taste of my creative process and a project I'm working on now. All right, folks, I really hope you enjoyed this little side tangent of the Rumple and the Frog show. It was really fun to share this with you, and, you know, stay tuned to see what I'm up to. So long for now. We'll see you next time.